Prayer 71. Channel 1 right, beginning of the visit with Cookie this Saturday morning, the 19th of February, 72. Channel 1 right, and beginning of the visit with Cookie this Saturday morning, the 19th of February, 72. Channel 1 right, beginning of the visit with Cookie this Saturday morning, the 19th of February, 72.
City people call them mufflers, yeah. And the country folks call them scarves.
Well, no, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what the real good kind was. The only kind I ever had was them little fine woven wool.
Yeah.
But they made all sorts. They had them old homemade knitted ones.
Yeah, my grandmother made a many one. Yeah. And, but, I mean, if it was wet and damp, that wool would cause you to chap. I mean, cause your skin to get irritated, you know?
Yeah.
Where a cotton like that wouldn't do that. Won't do that.
We've knitted them. But you know, I can't remember ever where I knitted one.
I can.
Often, when I was growing up, we knitted all the time. I come along in the knitting age. Oh, they had them big old knitting needles, you know.
Oh, yeah. In the wintertime, they used to sit around the fireplace, you know, and get him a piece of hickory wood, you know, and take his pocket knife and make a knitting needle.
Is that right?
Yeah, make mine of wood.
Is that right?
Yeah. White hickory, you know.
Yeah. Well, he come along at the right time, didn't he? He was just a little bit too late. He got into the all this stuff wore off.
There's only one of the boys in his family that missed the army. First World War.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was the only one out of the whole family that missed it. The rest of them
got it. Just right, huh?
Yeah, hit it just right.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Well. But you know, there was a whole lot of difference when they growed up before.
Yeah.
Than it did when they were doing their growing up after. A whole lot of difference. I don't know. I can't. say what the difference is. But there's a whole lot of difference. The one thing, they weren't as adult as they were after that. They were more, I don't know what you'd say, but they were more.
They started adling right about 19 and 20. And they ain't quit addling yet, have they?
No, it's more and more addling.
Yeah, they get worse all the time.
They're really showing that the other up. They really specialize in that addling now.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
$40 worth of gasoline would take them through the winter. They got a big heater over there, running day and night. I got the wrong brand.
Yeah.
I spend that much in one cold spell.
Well, we've been using gas, and so far this winter, I only bought 3 tanks of gas, about $35.
What kind of heaters you got?
I just got one big space heater that's about that high. It's got a blower on it, fan on it.
You just use
300-pound cylinders like you got there. That's all I've used so far this winter. I use two trailer tanks, and little tanks. When they run out, you know.
Yeah.
I keep one sitting there for a spare, in case they run out and they don't come and get me while we can run out and turn it on right quick.
Yeah. They pass it all the time, you just wonder why they can't stop.
I don't have time.
You never got your little wood heater. What do you want for that?
$50.
Not for the wood. And $70 for the kitchen range?
Yeah.
Crack that rib, you know. God almighty, it just won't quit her. Every time I move, I spring it again. You ever have a bad rib?
I had 3 ribs broke on this side right here. I know what you're going through.
Well, what do you do?
And you just bear with it, that's all.
That's been almost 2 weeks.
Well, mine still hurt me once in a while. And that's been 5 years ago. Yes, sir.
Well, I've got more. It hurts at night. I can't turn over the bed.
That's right. All the time, why you wouldn't have no problem.
Blackbirds come down. I just throw that sack over the grain.
Yeah.
They don't go in for the suet much. They're not going to put up with them blackbirds. I just don't want to hear them. A lot of things I don't want to hear. But I don't have to hear them blackbirds. And you talk to your dad about it.
Yeah. And I'm gonna go get them cows.
And he said they didn't pay any attention when he set his horses down.
That's right. And he wasn't even gonna tell him or ask him about the cows, because he was gonna call me first.
And they wouldn't even notice it.
That's right. They won't ever miss it. And they won't miss it till I pull in there with the trailer to get them.
Yeah.
And I'm working on another deal. I want to get your opinion of it first before I go any further. This fella that I work for at the service station, he's got 25 cows, common grade cows. They're not woods cows, old scrawny woods cows. They're just grade cows, white face and Angus mix. And I think around the 1st of June, his lease is up on his pasture. And they're not going to release it to him. They're going to grub it up and plant it again. And he's going to have some place to put his cows. And we can get 50% of the offsprings for keeping it.
25
cows.
What sort of place has it been?
Well, it belonged to Owens, Illinois. And it's been cleared off. Well, they're going to go in there and root it up and replant it, see.
Oh, with pines.
With pines, and the cows will have to go.
Till the pines get bigger.
Right. Because they'll eat them little pines.
Yeah.
Taunt them down, break them off and everything, and they won't come back. So he's got to have some place to put his cows. And he's a real nice fella.
Well, he just wants the place to put them and he take care of them.
Partially. He'll come out and look them over, and of course now he can't be here all the time.
Well, he ain't out there all the time.
No, But he'll come out and look them over. And I believe I can pull in for 50% of the calves.
Well, we don't have that much pasture.
I told him, I said, I'll talk to Guy and see what he says.
That's what ought to be done, you see. That should be fine. I just cut it over to somebody like that and let them handle it. He's a
pretty
nice fella.
He's a nice fella. Yes, sir.
Where's he live?
He lives in Gainesville.
Yeah.
He's got him in Cross, up next to Cross City now. See.
Oh, way over there.
Way over there.
Well, how does he ever look at him?
He goes on Sunday afternoon and looks at him.
That's all he can do.
That's the only time he's got. Whereas if he had him out here, he could run out here 2 or 3 times a week and look him over. Because heck, it ain't just a jump out here.
Yeah. Now, where is his place in town, here at the station?
Southwest 13th. You know where Arby's roast beef is? There on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know where you can come through the underpass?
Yeah.
Coming south.
Yeah.
It's the first station on the right. It's the Arco station. I saw you go by yesterday evening.
Coming this way, it's first days on the right.
Yeah. After you go under the railroad there on 13th.
Or is that at the Williston Cutoff?
No, it's before you get to the Williston Cutoff.
On the right?
on the right hand side.
I didn't know there was a station
there. There is. An Arco.
Below the 7-Eleven,
I
mean,
whatever. No. No, that's it. You know, when you come down, go on 441 there, just after you pass the medical center, go through that, go under that underpass, just be on there on the right. First station. See, down there at Southwest 16th at Sin City.
Yeah.
There's one on the left. Well, now we're on the right just before you get to Sin City.
Well, you know that. Not in my mind. I didn't know if there was anything until you got right up there.
Oh, yeah. The service station is King Food Host, big restaurant there.
Yeah.
We're right next to that.
Are you?
Yeah. I was working there last night when you all went by.
Yeah, about
5:30. Yes, sir. I was covered slap up at 5:30 last night. I pumped more gas last night in 6 hours, and I pump at that, and I pump up there at the base station in a week. I sure did.
Oh, that much?
Yes, my fella. I pumped some gas last night.
They were to fill up then.
That's right. They come in and fill up. You ain't got none of them 25 and 30 cent customers like I had.
No, you were in a deep place there.
Yeah.
How do you avoid it out there?
I don't know. They just come in and fill up. Different brand of gasoline, I guess.
Is it high price gas or?
It runs right with the major brands. I mean, it's a major major gasoline company.
Oh, I see. Well, I never even heard of it.
It used to be Atlantic.
Oh.
And then, see, Richfield bought them out. And now then Mobil Oil is buying Atlantic Richfield out. So it's going to be changed to Mobil Oil. Which up north, that Mobil Oil is one of the leading oil companies.
Yeah. It's funny how they differ. One area to another.
Yeah. Just like Sinclair.
Yeah.
You see, they went about to go busted, so British Petroleum bought them out. That's the reason it's BP now.
Oh, is that it?
Oh.
Yeah. British Petroleum.
Yeah. Do you do that instead of
the
hospital? Or do you do both?
I work the hospital whenever they need a...
Orderly?
Special order, yeah. But I'm gonna quit it. I just got to, going too far. When you work 23 hours out of 24, that's just getting, that's too much candy for a nickel.
Yeah, I'd get old. And an active. Like
that
last night.
Yes, my fella. That ought to run my legs off.
You might as well swing that mop.
No, that mop still ain't that service station still ain't hard swinging that mop. Them gas nozzles ain't near as heavy as that mop. When I closed up last night, I went in and shut the lights off with 4 cars there at the pump. I cut the lights off and serviced those cars. Then I went in and cut the pumps off and pulled the doors down. That's the way I had to close up last night.
You could just kept on?
I could have just kept right on.
Yeah.
But I would give out. I was by myself. I done it all by myself last night. Had a fan belt to put on. Had a muffler to put on. Had a set of tires to balance.
Oh, they do that?
Oh, yeah. And I'm supposed to have a tune-up tonight.
Yeah. You're back in business. The only trouble with that is it's so steady, Andy.
Yeah, it's every night.
And you don't get...
Every night.
And you can't goof off, could you?
know my family.
When you do, your income goes down.
Like the day before yesterday, Elbert University. They had this colored fella out there for old Flavette 3 years. They had some holes to fill in where they dug up that concrete, you know. They put about 55 loads of dirt in there. This colored fella had worked on it for a day and a half, and he hadn't even dented it. They sent me over there and told me, said, go over and see if you can help him spread that dirt. And Alvin said, come on, I'll go show you where it's at. I went over and looked at it, and here he was playing around with that little old tractor. He was reaching up and getting about a bushel basket full of dirt at a time, you know, and pulling it out there. I said, yeah, I can spread that this afternoon. He said, this afternoon? I said, yes, sir. He looked at his watch and he said, it's 20 minutes to 4 now. I said, I'll have it knocked down and spread out before 10 minutes after 4 when I'm supposed to go in. And he said, all right. So I got out of his truck, got on my tractor, and 5 minutes after 4, I was headed for the shop with every truckload knocked down. I did more work right there in 25 minutes than he done in a day and a half. I did. I actually done it.
Now let me get that straight. Where was that?
Flavette 3, where they tore those old units down, you know, right across from the drill field. They dozed out some concrete pads where they had poured in there. Took them to the dump, and they brought about 55 loads of dirt back in there to fill up where they took the concrete out.
They just dumped it.
Dumped it out of truckload in the pile, you know. And this nigger had been working there a day and a half. And he hadn't spread 5 truckloads of dirt.
And all he had to do was just push it back into them holes?
That's right. But he had his tractor down in the hole, trying to pull it down in there. And he wasn't getting a bushel basket full of dirt to start with. And spinning around down there where it's wet and mucky and everything. And I took my tractor, got on my tractor, and he said, I declared war on them piles of dirt. He said, I just backed it right there and take a run at him. And just, he said, I spread a truckload at one pass. He went and told the boss, he said, that man spread a truckload at one pass. I would. I did hit that thing with all his ass. You can't spread it unless you do hit it. And I spread the rest of that dirt. And 20 minutes before when I started. And 5 minutes after 4, I was on my way to the shop.
And all that dirt was
all of it was knocked down, spread out. All I got to do now is go in there and level it down and plant it. It's ready to go.
Well, now you have to hit it back in.
Right.
Now, there's no way of putting that on the front end, is there?
No.
Without all that elaborate framework.
All that framework, and then when you put it on the front end, you've got no weight on your back there to give you traction.
Oh, yeah.
Keep weight on them back wheels, and you can pull something.
Yeah.
But they can't understand that. They think if they got them tires full of water, that regardless it'll pull, and there ain't no way. You got to keep weight on them tires so they'll dig in, then you can pull something.
Yeah, they really dig.
Yes, my sir.
Yeah.
And now wind that tractor up 2400 RPM, something got to give.
See, this little
need some wider tires for that car to give you more traction. And I'll get them and put them on there.
You know, that's a curious thing. It's all right in dry weather, but you let it get just a little slippery, wet, and you'll stop almost anywhere.
Yes, sir.
You know, I just been thinking. Well, this wet weather, you know, it's been dry long. And this wet weather come along, you get an inch of a day or two, and the ground's wet. And then, you see, after it rains, while it rains, it'll run off. But then, when it starts out draining,
yeah.
Every now and then, you're going right down at the, you know, the foot of this back lane. It gets squishy, and you can hear it. You don't even have to look.
Yeah.
And it won't pull.
You see what I'm going to do now? I'm going to get them wide tires. They're about that wide. Tires you got on now, the tread is about that wide.
Yeah.
All right, you put 2 more inches down there to pull with, and you can go someplace.
Do you know what that do? I didn't think what I was saying about. I remember old Frank McCray. He had that big rig, you know. He's on the custom work, and that black fella that worked for him for years. He'd set up like a captain of the ship, you know, and I forget whether he had a cigar or not, but he had a big ring, and oh yeah, he waved at everybody. Now he's all right, but Frank said he never did look at him and see where it was wet. He drove into it to find out. You know, I told you about.
Yeah.
And I can see that. And what you do, you just do that. Now, I got stuck coming back one night, because I come to squishy way, and I knew it was squishy. I just didn't want to go around. And I just had to sit there and jog. Well, as it happened, it jogged out.
Yeah?
It hit a root or something. No, sir. You can tell. Man gets stuck. Generally, it's his own damn fault.
90% of the time, 90% yeah.
He just asked for it. All he got to do is stop and look and get off, and if he wants to, he can get out and just walk out there, and he can tell all. He doesn't doubt his mind.
Well, I got that big Cadillac Laura had. I've got it for sale.
Yeah.
Gonna sell it.
You got it? Is it in pretty good shape?
Yes, sir. In good shape. Some good shape.
Well, it ought to move pretty fast, don't it?
I'm hoping it will.
Where do you keep it?
It's at the station. Got it parked up there with the sale sign on it.
Well, that's not near as good as just driving it around.
I can't afford insurance on both of them, and I can't afford to drive without it.
I'll give it to you for a couple of days.
Not with 2 teenagers driving, they won't.
Well, they're teenagers not driving
it. I still got the insurance. Under this no-fault plan. See, that's the reason I can't let Frank drive a thing I got. I mean, I won't let him, if they catch me while they're in there, I've done had it.
So his life not happening?
No, he ain't driving nothing.
And that's been since he tore up that camera?
Since January the 1st, that's right. He ain't driving nothing.
Won't insure him?
They'll insure him, but it costs $85 down payment. And he ain't got that kind of money, and I told him I wasn't going to buy it.
He can't slip off and drive if they catch him. He won't have a license.
That's right. They'll take his license.
And put him in jail boot.
That's right. And could fine him up to $500. That's right. That's the best thing ever happened, guy. It's the best thing ever happened.
Well, now, that's the case where the family can't do a damn thing about it. It takes the state.
That's right. And what is the legislature and Congress are doing today?
Yes. Just causing trouble.
That's right. Giving 18-year-olds, giving them, classifying them as a man at 18 years old. And they're not settled a bit more than nothing.
That's the biggest stupidity.
It is. I can't see it. I'll vote against it. If it comes to a vote, I'll vote against
it.
I can't see it. You see, in July, Frank will be 18 years old. Not none of them.
I see these youngsters over there all the time. They get all upset about things they oughtn't even be interested in. Yes, sir.
Frank was out till 2:30. He went left work yesterday evening at 4:30. He never come in home this morning till 2:30.
But he wasn't driving.
I don't know. He wasn't driving nothing that belonged to me. That's what I've got to. I've got to protect myself now.
Yeah.
I've got to protect myself.
You sure have.
If I give him permission to drive something, and he is in an accident, they come and get my license, too.
Yeah.
For letting him drive without insurance. Yeah. Well, I just can't afford to lose him. I can't do it. I've got to maneuver, that's right. That's why when Laura got her new car, I took the insurance off the Cadillac, I put it on the other car. I'm not going to drive it. I'm going to leave it set there. That's right. Because if I'm caught, you might save my life. And as much driving as I do,
now, them old wrecks you used to, them old 1950 trucks you had, they weren't covered.
Yeah, it wasn't January 1st of 72 either, since this new insurance plan came out.
Amen.
It's no fault insurance that you got to have.
You got to have it.
Yes, sir. If they catch you without it, they can pull you. They can fine you up to $500 and get your license for 3 years. Yes, sir.
They're putting teeth in it.
That bite.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And a fella like you, with all that crowd growing up out there, unless you've got some protection like that, you just mercy.
That's right.
Sunday school don't help you. You've got nothing to help you.
I've got nothing to help me.
The school don't help you. They got no control.
None whatsoever.
And don't want it.
No.
They wouldn't even help decorate the floats.
No.
For head ends.
No.
Plan.
No, my friend. Actually, you take a fella in my position. He on my truck out there, and Laura's car was just the two of us driving them. The insurance, full coverage, everything, straight across. Didn't cost me but a little over $260 a year for both of them cars. And Frank alone, just liability. What he has to drive is $381 a year and I'm not going to buy it.
That is that with his record?
Right. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to let him drive anything that's got my name on it.
Does this appreciator have your name on it?
Yeah.
Well, it hadn't been off the place. It was over there at Don's.
Well, I'm not...
On the place. And over here, I went over to get to fill it up again.
Yeah, well, now... that can be classified as farm use. Yeah, I'm not worrying about that. You're using it solely for your farm use.
Just on the farm.
That's right, so I ain't worrying about that.
But I can't get the gas over here.
You can go get it. You can drive anything over there as long as you've got, as long as it'll run and fill it up with gas. And there ain't nothing they can do about it.
Back way if could, but you can't get
there back way. As long as that's down here, I'm not worrying about it. As long as it's in your custody, I'm not worrying about it.
Oh, I tell you, that cat's out there, I turn it off. Why, you can't hear it running.
That's right.
It just sits there and don't heat.
That's a good automobile.
That radiator ought to be clean and flushed. It's nasty. It's got all that old muck in it.
That is rust inhibitor.
Oh, it is?
Yes, sir.
You don't want to get rid of that.
Don't want to get rid of that. That keeps your block from rusting,
yeah.
And it acts as a coating for that brass in that radiator to keep it from corroding.
Well, that old oil is mucky and needs
service.
I could just take it over
and
let him do that, can't I?
Yeah, we can do it out here when the wind's not blowing.
It's black as a car. I don't have a filter like you. I meant to get one, you know, that day we were down there, but I never did. You all got a filter?
Yeah, I'll get one. Tonight.
That's the damnedest thing about that old battery. Sometimes it just won't turn itself. Another time, it'll push it on there and it just turns right off. That's the damn thing I know. I kept that little charger on there. Why? And that helped it, of course. But even then, it'll go down sometimes. Now, cold weather pulls them down, don't it?
Yeah. If they're the least bit weak, why, cold weather just knocks the fool out of them.
So in cold weather, you just ought to keep the charger there handy. And
yeah.
Stay it on. And boost it. And all you need is just a little boost in it.
Yeah, just enough to warm it up.
You know, the worst thing a man can do is buy something cheap. I've done that all my life, go around looking for bargains. Well, in some things, I don't do that. But I just thinking about that charger. You see, it's got them little bitty old clamps. And you just can't get them on the dad burn pole.
Okay.
You just wear yourself out, hooking them onto the pole. Well, why don't you go ahead and get your clamps that'll go on the whole damn thing?
That's right.
Going to save 50 cents. I tell you, that saving money is can be the best thing you do. And you take them cables that you rigged up out there.
No. Oh, that wind is cutting. No, I ain't paying no attention to it.
It's best on the sun. I had a little Nova Chevy going.
She
likes it.
Yeah.
No gas problem. Four door.
Yeah.
2500. Now, in the dust you got here, son.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No.
It's,
hers is two door, eh?
No.
Four door?
I don't know the exact price, but I'm just thinking that in the same range.
Well, we've got bigger tires than the Maverick's got on them. We've got a frame under ours where the Maverick don't have. Yeah. I guess he got, I wonder if he got an automatic transmission.
I think that's the only automatic thing he got. Yeah.
Was he trade his truck? Boss straight out?
They buy here one night, and Marvin said they got it. They got that four door with the power with the automatic transmission. Up there, all the power is available here.
It's John Peter.
John Peter. Cheaper than they could get a two door, 71, for nothing. That old camera. That's what old Etheridge said, you know. I said, well, over here at Williston, Gulf City, wherever he is down there.
Yeah.
Chiefman. Go down there to the White.
White Ford, that's right.
By, he said, they're up here. He said they sell the volume up here.
Well, just like that car, Lars. List on it was $3,300. Sure was. Yes, sir.
They give you a better price on the car, and then you can get a better price for your
That's
trade-in.
Right. I can get more out of it than they can allow me. Because they, that old Cadillac, they would allow Laura $100 for a Cadillac. That's all.
Yeah. They just take it off her hands.
That's right. So I just said, no, I'll sell it.
You had breakfast?
Yeah.
Well, it's about time for lunch.
I gotta go in town and pick up a few things for 12, it closes at 12. And, get my laundry. Plain clothes. Two outfits a day, that gets rough.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, clean the outfit at the university. And when I go to the station, well, I change and put on a clean outfit.
Now, Suzanne's been stuck up there for a week or more. That car. And, of course, it's raining. And then Jim don't get off at 5 o'clock, and then he's got to go out and mess around with that horse. You see, so it's dark, so he has to get home. That means she's off. But now, here's what I'm telling you. See, she's around here now, and we can help her when she gets stuck. But when she leaves here, this summer, she's going to be stuck all the time.
She's going to be stuck, period, that's right. Because Jenny is so damn hard-headed. Nobody, I mean nobody, can tell him nothing.
What they do at a time like that, you see, they'll make an errand boy out of them. They'll get them these little two-bit jobs, you see. They don't want to see anybody around with time on their hands. She's got no protection herself. They see you get around, you can knock off, get in your truck, but she can't do that. They get caught too. They get caught. They can't move. Now you see what I'm thinking about is she'd come out here. She'd go to your house. You see, she's in the snow, these things.
Yeah.
Jim ain't interested in them. Nobody else in that whole damn family's interested. She'd love, if you was wrecking your horse out here, she'd want to be out here.
Yeah.
But she can't get here. She won't be able to get anywhere as soon as she leaves here. That's where it's going to be. You know how it is. They're going to hire out. She's stuck. And once she gets a family, that's the end.
Oh, my God.
That's the end. I don't know these people. I don't know. They just go in, you see, for family. They don't realize there's no help, do they?
That's right. Jim still got his long hair and his mustache?
Hell, I haven't seen him in months. I haven't lost that time with him, or him with me.
Maybe I ought to go over and kind of give her a hand and get that car going for her.
No. 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 It's her business. If she wants help, it's her business to know somebody who can do it. If she knows you and you can do it, okay. If you can't do it, she's supposed to know somebody else who can do it. You can't just sit and wait. You can't depend on anybody, or any one source, or anybody. I was thinking yesterday, I went into town in that rain, heavy rain.
Yeah.
And a lot of traffic. And I thought, oh my, I don't have a soul to call. You know, do you ever catch yourself in a shape where you just, you got nobody to call. I'm just miserable all the way in. No, sir. You see, old Buster's pooped out, and I haven't been in touch with the gas well for several months, for a year.
Absolutely.
Hey, Cookie's had breakfast, he says, and not time for lunch. He's got to go to town.
I got to go and pick up my laundry. I ain't got no clean clothes to wear to work. I picked out the cleanest pair to find this morning and put them on.
Well, you better linger around and have a bite of lunch for you.
I'll run on up there. I want to buy some clothes and horses a little while.
Don't worry about the cow.
Yeah, he told me. Called me and told me that the other boys wasn't interested in the horses, and he wasn't even going to call them about the cows. He's going to give me first chance at it. 12 head of them.
How about
that?
12 head of them. Good cows.
Good grade cow.
Yeah.
White face. They're not registered. They're just good grade cows.
Uh-huh. And if he feeds them like he feeds everything else, they're in good shape.
They're in good shape. That's right. And, of course, now you can't expect the cow to come through the winter up there as well as they would down here on account of the cold, because they just won't do it. But they're in good shape, and I'm going to go get them. I'm going to build me a trailer and go get them.
That's the way to get your carriage, you know, play
yeah.
Early.
Yeah, and that's more like it.
And on top of that, you'll get a nice trip up there.
Yes, and I'll get to show the rest of them that I mean to do what's right.
Did I tell Cookie about that other place?
No, I don't believe you did.
Okay. Yes, down here at the dentist I've been going to. He put this thing in here. And Charlie hung it on and off, that one.
Gosh.
One, it's a crown. Well, I had to have that. I didn't have any too. And I ordered a loaf of two. This plate up here, you see, don't fit. And I didn't have to wear it in my pocket. The rest. I've had it for 20 years, so 25. And I said to him, he was going to, next time he was going to get to it, I said to him, now just about, I need that done. But I'm going to have to rest up a little bit. I have a little heavy outgrowth. How much will I need? And he saw the little cough and said, it'll run.
Just
one plate.
Why not? No.
Without any exception. That means if you have them both made, it costs you $1,000.
That's right.
From this day.
My $40 teeth feel awful good.
You're not so bad on me. What you do?
$15.
It's
Yeah, see that Laura went to. She had 10 pulled and was put to sleep and had her gums all fixed up for $125.
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang. She had them all pulled. And our gums all sewed up, all the rough edges trimmed off. I mean, he fixed them up really nice for $125.
And then the plate?
No, there's no plate, period. Just pulling of the teeth and putting it to sleep because they were all decayed off.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to have surgery to get them out. But now her partial plate will cost around $125. Plus, you got to have those filled before she can get her parcel plate. And he wants her to wait till leaves heal up before she has that filling done.
Yeah. She and Granddaddy went over to Williston to get their teeth made at the same time. And they both went over to get the teeth and took the money with them to pay for them. They had both plates for $200, $200 a piece. $200 to Granddaddy, $200 to Granddaddy. And they paid cash. Come back with the teeth. How the prices vary, it's amazing.
Well, see, my gums are still shrinking. I'm going to have another set made. But I ain't going to pay no $450 for them. You give me 8 hours and I can be up there and get me a set started for $40. That looks just as good as his $400 piece.
It's the same person.
That's right.
Now, you going to keep that little house on your trailer?
Probably have it off before tomorrow night.
Several people got their eye on it?
No, I'm going to keep it, but I'm not going to keep it on there all the time. It catches a lot of wind.
Yeah.
It catches a lot of wind. And then I can't haul nothing in it.
You don't want to set it in.
Oh, I'll put it on when I take the kids someplace. It ain't all that heavy. Me and Frank can pick it up and set it on there. It's that light. Oh, yeah, it's light.
Oh, is that light?
Yeah, it's a lot lighter than that other one was.
Why don't you rig up something to throw over these implements where you won't have to have a shed? You see, you're out there all the time.
Well, I'm going to tell you the cheapest thing. I'll tell you what my dad uses. Up there in the country. You know this black plastic. Now he puts that over his implements and it keeps them dry.
And it don't cost anything.
It don't cost nothing and you can just park them anywhere. As long as you got them wheels up off the ground, you can go out there and take a piece of wood and put the wheels on that wood or keep it off of the ground. Do that plastic over it and you done got a shed for it.
Is
yes.
That little thin?
Yes, sir. His hay bale sets right out all the time, covered up that plastic.
How'd he get the plastic?
Weights, if it weights on it.
I saw Marvin's hay bale over in the field that one time. He had that light colored plastic on it and weighted on. I hadn't asked him about it since, but I've had experience with plastic and I just sort of abandon it, even the heavy plastic. It's all right as long as the wind don't blow. Rain don't hurt it.
No.
Now, if you had some way well, even these old carts, you see, something like that. The only trouble with that is they just won't take the
weather. That's right. They won't take it. The plastic, it ain't going to hurt, either.
If you had a piece of plastic that was heavy enough where the wind wouldn't hurt it, or it was plastic, it was, you see, where it wouldn't get hard and
break. Crack.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Daddy uses.
You know, them old pontoon boats they had in the army?
Yeah.
I had one of them out there, you know. The sheriff got a hold of one. He brought it down here. He didn't use it. And I used that, for a long time, you see. That was indestructible. And it was too heavy, the wind couldn't catch it. It was old rubber fabric or something.
Rubberized fabric.
And indestructible. It would last forever.
Well, I better go and get in there, get some clothes before 12 o'clock.